Tensions continue to escalate. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. Ukraine is holding military drills near its border as Russia appears prepared to strike.
Dutch airliner KLM has announced it's suspending flights here in Ukraine as U.S. officials warn a Russian invasion of this country could take place as soon as Wednesday. Here in the capital, Ukrainian teenagers are learning guerrilla warfare. These Ukrainian teenagers are learning how to make homemade bombs, light them, and practice throwing them at the enemy. One invasion might not be coming or could be coming. A long and bloody insurgency would likely follow, killing tens of thousands of people and make millions of refugees. President Biden has ordered some 3,000 additional paratroopers from the 82nd Airborne Division to deploy to Poland. While the U.S. is adding troops outside Ukraine, it's pulling the remaining troops already here. The Pentagon announced all 160 members of the Florida National Guard will evacuate immediately.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. The large trucker protest near the U.S.-Canadian border is winding down as some traffic is moving again.
Some of those truckers did move out of the area because they were told in a strong message by Canadian authorities to get out of there. Even though they opened one lane, those protesters, on the Ambassador Bridge, the authorities say that's just not going to cut it. This is cutting off access to lots of goods and trades and people, they say, that need to be using that bridge on a daily basis. The Ambassador Bridge across from Detroit, now they're trying to clear the demonstrators there who are trying to fight back against the COVID-19 measures here in Canada. They blocked that crossing into North America. It's one of the busiest international crossings.
Fox's Alexis McAdams in Canada. The Canadian protest inspired a demonstration in Paris where a group opposed to virus restrictions tried to block traffic there. Police fired tear gas to break up the crowd. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
The protest near the U.S. northern border is causing supply chain issues.
Michigan's governor says it's gone even further than that and is now an economic crisis for her state. The ripple effects, though, are being felt well beyond the Motor City. Auto plants from Ontario all the way down to Alabama have been forced to either cancel shifts or pause production this week because of shipping delays due to the blockade at the Ambassador Bridge. Car manufacturers have been forced to find other ways to get those parts delivered, either by air, small delivery trucks, or by sending trucks to other border crossings that are anywhere from 2 to 10 hours away.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. The attorney for an African-American delivery driver in Mississippi is calling for a federal hate crimes investigation after the 24-year-old was shot at last month. The FedEx driver was not hurt. Two white men are facing charges, but the driver's legal team is asking the state to upgrade the charges to include attempted murder. Super Bowl fans watching the game from home will pay more for food and drinks.
Chicken wings, they're up in cost by 53%. But it's not just wings. All your Super Bowl favorites are costing more. That soda that you're stocking up on for the party, that is 5% more. The cost of meat, up over 13%. And poultry as a whole is up over 9%. These increases in costs leave restaurants like Dan and John's Wings no choice but to increase their menu prices. Last year, they were selling their 50-pack of wings for the Super Bowl for around $65. This year, they're charging $99.
Fox Business Network's Madison Allworth. Super Bowl advertisers will focus on the future this year. 30-second spots went for $7 million and will showcase electric vehicles, robots, and cryptocurrency. There will be some throwback commercials with comebacks from Austin Powers and The Cable Guy. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.